In 1948, when the mass expulsion of Palestinians from their homes by what would become known as the State of Israel took place, some 28 of those families came here to the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood of East Jerusalem in 1956. They settled here, hoping that this would be the last time they would lose their homes. Since then, they've faced a constant struggle to stay in Sheikh Jarrah. Forced evictions by the State of Israel and Jewish settler violence against them have made life unbearable. Samir tends to her garden, telling us, with the support of Palestinians all around the world, she summons the strength to stay here, despite what she faces.
They harass our family and beat us. They don't care. My grandson, 14 years old, was standing in front of the main gate of the house. They came and took him. His father defended him. A lot of problems like that we have in this neighborhood. The settlers attack the houses trying to prove their rights in this way. It's a type of terrorism and trying to scare people.
In 1956, East Jerusalem was under Jordanian rule. In Sheikh Jarrah, Jordan provided the land and the United Nations provided money to build the homes. Back in 1950, Israel and Jordan signed a treaty dividing Jerusalem. In 1967, Israel violated that treaty and occupied East Jerusalem. Israel then claimed under its control all previous agreements were null and void. Under international law, Israel has no legal authority over the population it occupies, a fact it routinely ignores. In 1972, Jewish organizations claim they own the houses the Palestinian families lived in. After a hard-fought legal battle, courts awarded ownership to Israeli illegal settlement organizations. Since then, more decades-long legal battles have forced the evictions of Palestinian families. International outcry led to protests across Palestine and the world, which turned violent in early summer of 2021. Israel then bombed Gaza in May of that year, as Hamas, which runs the strip, showed solidarity with the remaining residents of Sheikh Jarrah. The head of a Palestinian think tank says the issue of Sheikh Jarrah is much deeper.
It's a question of control, the question of claimed sovereignty. And they have been crushing the Palestinian presence in Jerusalem since 1967. You go for record all the time. Now, very recently, they come with this idea about law, registration, ownership, what is waqf, what is not waqf. All these claims are not used for the legal perspective. It is only for ownership and control.
Some 300 Palestinians are under threat of forced evictions.
In March 2021, the Israeli courts ruled that four families could stay in their homes pending a land arrangement. Effectively, that's a stay of execution. It means that all previous legal decisions are null and void and those families can argue their case. But for the rest of the families under threat of forced eviction, their situation remains precarious.
But even then, the final arbiter of that ruling is an Israeli office within the Ministry of Justice. For the four families, their past experience with the Israeli courts suggests future decisions might not be in their favor. But for them and other Palestinians who still face forced evictions, they say support at home and abroad gives them the strength they need to remain and fight for the right to live in their own homes.
Now, Sammy, this is just one particular neighbourhood we're talking about in occupied East Jerusalem. This is actually happening in several different neighbourhoods in Silwan, Khan al-Akhmar and other neighbourhoods. It is a legal fight. That's what the Israelis say. They say the Israeli government says, look, it's up to the law courts. This is something that we do. But if you speak to Palestinians, firstly, there is no hope in or belief that the law courts are going to offer a fair or at least even a fair hearing to them and listen to their arguments and the evidence that they produce. So we have a lot of organizations here in occupied East Jerusalem that are fighting for the rights of the Palestinians. But Israel keeps changing the laws. Israel keeps raising the bar. And oftentimes these are backed, those cases are backed by Jewish settlement organizations who have a lot more money to spend, who have a lot more lawyers. And so the fact that the Israelis say, well, actually, it's up to the law courts, the Palestinians aren't playing on any sort of level playing field.